Incredible.
Incredible. Hello, Gia.
Hello, Keisha. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Happy everybody. Monday. Yes, it is a Monday, isn't it?
It's kind of a lackluster Monday on my end. I don't know about
I've been kind of tired all day for no apparent reason, except that I've been eating a lot of coffee cake lately.
That's not be with coffee, or you'd be more awake.
And that's true. Yeah, I've been using my signature hot beverage, which I'm thinking I should call my bed sore, because I'm usually enjoying it in bed. And
bed sore. That's appetizing. It's just still the General Foods International coffee beverage that.
Yeah, mixed with hot cocoa mix. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very grown.
It's good year round, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's a good beverage to enjoy while watching your favorite story, like General Hospital.
Yeah, I feel like that is kind of what the international coffees are made for.
I think it would be best to enjoy that beverage, hot or cold, while watching Home and Heart and ordering the Deceptor face cream.
Yeah, that's a catchy name, isn't it? The Deceptor face cream.
Sounds
sexy. Yeah. That seems like a good place to start, Gia. Do you want to talk about what happened there?
Is it? I felt like that ate up a great chunk of my life that I'll never get back.
Yeah.
That ate up like almost the whole episode. And it wasn't funny. And it wasn't interesting. And. No. What are they doing with Lucy's character? It's like they're blowing her up and making her like a clown again.
And there was even not a good use of Scotty. I mean, it was sort of like such a treat to see him suddenly back, you know? And he was wasted.
They didn't even give him a comic moment or anything. They just kind of stood him up there.
Yeah, he should have just thrown her over his shoulder and walked off or something. But
But the only thing, the next person they were going to bring in is going to do. You know, none of it was interesting. None of it was particularly funny.
No,
it wasn't. I don't know if it was just a build up to bring Sasha back, I guess.
Well, I was thinking maybe Lucy's trying to destroy the company so Tracy doesn't have anything left.
Wow, you give people more credit than than I think they deserve, because that would show, I don't know, that would show some serious wily thinking.
Yeah, well, I know. I feel like Lucy of old would have that sort of capability, but the way they've been presenting Lucy to us lately, I don't know. I don't know if like you said, maybe it is to bring Sasha back, but I don't know why that's important to bring her back, you know? Like, even Cody seemed glad that she was sort of going back, right, to help him.
Yeah, because he keeps urging her to apply for jobs, and I don't know what. I read a headline, which I know you hate seeing the headlines, but that implied that both Cody and Sasha were going to be let go, like their contracts are up this year or something, and that they're just going to let them kind of ride off into the sunset together. Wow. But I don't know if that's true, but that's a prediction.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true either. I hate to say I would be disappointed, but I think they've
put some time into them, so why bother?
And right now
they're just treading water at the moment with them.
Yeah, that's true, but I was thinking also that they're both sort of blank slates right now. They don't have any real, I mean, nothing, no big secrets. Well, except for the one that Cody's related to Mac.
But she knows that at least. So
pretty open with each other. So they know who they're dealing with. So there's no sort of deception or anything between the two of them, which seems sort of refreshing.
Yeah. Yeah, I would not be opposed to them moving forward with their relationship and just seeing that unfold like a regular old relationship without a bunch of hijinks.
Yeah, we don't get that very often, do we? And as much as I still think Cody's just sort of blah, I'm convinced that Sasha likes him, so that's all that matters, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
Yeah.
That was just a frustrating, the whole, having today's entire episode keep going back to that home and heart segment and Lucy.
Yeah.
I mean, they've always written Lucy as self-centered and that's kind of her Achilles heel.
Yeah.
And she always has known it about herself and it's like, always fighting to overcome that and think of others. And usually she does. And that's kind of the part of Lucy that you like and you enjoy. But now they're just having her be like a buffoon, like a laughable.
Yeah. And I just don't think if she really cared about deception, I don't think she would have handled it all that way. I think she's smart enough that she would know people don't want
to
listen.
Well, you may be right. I mean, I might have to.
I don't know.
I may have to say to you one day soon that you were right. And you can cherish that moment and write that on your calendar. It might. Yeah. Now, I have a question for you about... Okay. I can't think of the character's name. The home and heart, Morgan Fairchild, but what does she call them?
Yeah, Haven.
Haven, right. Mm-hmm. So are they doing her up to look like a strangely dowdy, like home shopping, like sort of a stereotypical home shopping network personality? Or do you think that's... they just have her looking so odd, like, that seems like that's got to be a wig. Don't you think?
I'm not sure, but I think that's Morgan looking her best these days. I don't know.
But doesn't that look like not her hair? It's so stiff.
But I don't know what, who knows, maybe her real hair looks, worse. Who knows? But, I don't know, Gia.
The very big jacket.
That's like out of Laura's closet, when they used to dress her in like all those like chintz, heavy upholstery weight fabrics.
I just thought, is she playing a part here or is that what she's looking like? I'm not trying to pick on her. I know. Odd.
Yeah.
It looks odd to me.
And maybe that is true. But she was definitely more likable this time, partly because she was trying to save deception, which was a little bit out of character in a way, but I guess she was thinking of her network more than anything.
Yeah. She was trying to save her little segment there for sure.
Yeah.
She was more likable.
Mm-hmm.
And I did like the, Sasha, the parts, where she was like, well, I'm not wearing any makeup and,
I
hate you. I'm having those thoughts myself, she really did look like she wasn't wearing makeup for once. She's one of those girls that women that like actually to me looks better with no makeup than with makeup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's such a pretty fresh-faced thing.
Yes. Well, and I'm wondering if, thanks to this impromptu segment, maybe she could sort of redefine who she is as the face of deception. Maybe she could be way more natural.
Like the spokesmodel that refuses to actually wear any products.
Use the product. I guess that wouldn't work. But
you say, no, none of that's really good for you. So I don't put any of it on my skin.
Oh gosh, I don't know.
Take the show out to the barn and put the makeup on the horses. But give them big eyelashes and
that's a good idea. So. That was a sort of a bizarre way to steal an episode away from us.
Yeah. I just didn't feel like there was a hell of a lot else going on in the past. I don't know. What happened Friday? I can't think that far back.
Let's see. Oh, we had, was that where, Nina went and spilled the beans to the people that, or it was the aftermath.
I think it was sort of the aftermath of that. I think she busted in on them at the end of Thursday.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So there was that, her chatting. And then, let's see, we had, Diane and Jason, talking about Jason buying the hotel or his half of it for Carly.
Oh, right. And then Diane taking that proposal to Nina.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And now, so today there were some sort of mildly interesting things, but they kind of got buried because the Lucy stuff was like front and center. It really is kind of baffling. Like the scene between Nina and Ava, and prior to that, Ava looking up the medication, calling a pharmacy to see if she could get it tested, which...
Yeah. Which, so we think that she went back in and stole two more pills?
Like,
I thought it was odd that we had two pills, which is what the amount that she took.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't supposed to think she regurgitated those or something, were we?
I don't think so.
Like, why would she have stolen two pills again? Wouldn't one have done the purpose?
Well, maybe she's one of those people who likes things in even numbers.
Okay. Are you one of those people? Is that why you're saying that?
It's weird. Sometimes I am, like at the grocery store, but then other times I sort of am defiant and I'll get an odd number of something, you know.
So. Oh, like when you buy, you have to buy the number that's even, like
yeah,
you can't buy just one of something.
Well, I can, so it's not, I'm not consistently obsessive.
Okay. What about when you put something in the microwave? Like, can you just go 111 and like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think you're not as bad off as...
No, I kind of wish I was. I wish I had OCD to some extent, like at least the cleaning part, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
But yeah, I don't know. That's all that's cracked up to be. I feel like, you know, you're probably missing out on a lot of life while you're.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like I'm not anyway. Drinking my bed sore, watching golf for 8 hours.
Oh, the golf. Yeah.
But anyway, so, okay. So you. It sounds like you might be right that maybe Ava is suspicious of the strength of these pills and wants to figure out why they didn't knock her out, right?
Yes, right. So we don't therefore believe that she's in any way involved in that
altering the pills. Aspect of it.
But she's obviously up to something and she steered Nina wrong.
Oh, yeah, very wrong, didn't she? I mean, I don't know if it's
so
gonna
quite obviously on purpose. You know, she's screwing her over.
Yeah.
So what the hell is she up to? So not only is she screwing over Sunny, but she's screwing over Nina, you know, on purpose. So it's not like Nina's collateral damage.
No. And it's okay. Let's see. She first when Nina asked if Sunny was like talking about her and stuff like that, and her version, Ava's version, seemed like it was designed to just sort of twist the knife, wasn't it?
Yeah, to make her feel bad while appearing to soothe her, you know, like yeah, it was quite cruel. Yeah.
Right, that was one thing, and then a whole like if she sold her share of the hotel to Jason, Sunny would respond positively to that because he and Jason were like brothers.
Right, have been closer than brothers. Yeah.
Yeah, even though currently Sunny wishes Jason would drop dead, right?
Yeah. And I think we started to see Jason and Carly like sort of unraveling a little bit of the mystery of like Sunny's acting strange, you know,
yeah,
like Mm-hmm. So I feel like people will be looking into why is Sonny behaving the way he's behaving.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, we don't know what Ava's up to. She looked fabulous. Both she and Nina have been looking fabulous.
So there's that. So no matter what's happening in your life or what you're up to, you can still
look
good. If you
can pull off a shirt like that with the fringy stuff and your new bangs and everything, like,
yeah,
you know, there was a hint of Canada about that shirt.
That would be hilarious to have like a boutique called the Hint of Canada.
Sorry, I couldn't even say that. Like that came out sort of bad.
I don't even think people know what we mean.
I don't think I do either, really, but you know, it was a little like if I were wearing that, it would look idiotic.
Yeah, it's like just on the verge of being, you know, absurd.
Sort of, yeah, it was a little gommy or something. But on her, you know, she can pull it off. It looks dramatic, you know.
It's all in the attitude, yeah.
Tracy had on an interesting...
I was going to say, didn't she have some fringe?
Yeah, it was like lacy looking thing. Yeah. You could see... Yeah. Like you could see the black of her pants underneath, so it was like sort of a, but of course she's Tracy. Like she can wear a caftan and have it be the most elegant looking thing.
Yeah.
You know, whereas on me it looks like a trailer park house dress. You know.
Yes. Yes.
Which is what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah. Oh God. But before we leave Ava and Nina, and I guess we've more or less said this, but it seems like, well, in both cases, Ava's motivation is a little bit hazy. I mean, for Sonny, I guess, you know, maybe it is about her daughter.
It's completely hazy. Like, what do you mean a little bit? We have no idea what she's up to.
Well, especially with Nina, right? Because it seemed like a few weeks ago they were friends and
right, so I mean, you know, I wouldn't say it's a little hazy, I would say it's completely opaque, you know.
Like, but you had theories about why she might be trying to, you know,
I have Sonny. A single theory.
Usually that's enough for you to act like you know everything.
I'm just calling you to task here because, you know, you're being kind of free with the language.
I'm just trying to make sure that I acknowledge that you're not.
I know. I'm just being a jerk.
Oh, good.
My one theory, and it would only make sense, kind of. I mean, it seems to have come out of left field, this change in Ava, but
yeah.
I was just thinking they might sort of retroactively assign these actions to the idea that she is decided she must get her daughter away from Sonny, that he's too dangerous after being shot at. And that's all I can think of.
Right.
But and why I screw Nina over in the process? I'm not sure.
Yeah, and I feel like that theory would be more sound if Ava ever mentioned her daughter. Instead of like popping pills in the next room, you know?
Well, yeah. We saw her with her daughter, you know, more frequently. I believed in her as a parent more than like Drew.
Yeah, right.
But
right,
yeah, definitely. The recent Ava is a little bit different. So
yeah, she seems to be completely on her own, doesn't she?
Buckle up, we're in for a bumpy ride.
Right. So I don't know how long we're gonna have to wait before we figure out what's going on here, but
yeah, that was a development to see that she was prepared to screw Nina over in this process. Like,
yeah,
I don't think we knew that was going on. We knew that she was messing with Sonny for some reason, right, but
Right.
We hadn't really seen she and Nina together yet. So she's throwing Nina under the bus too.
So anywho.
It's interesting, I guess. Yeah.
I guess it is. Now, let's go back to Carly and Jason again.
Okay.
If we might. You said it seemed like they were sort of figuring out that Sonny was not himself. Right.
I mean, obviously Jason earlier, when he questioned Sonny and asked if he was taking his meds, but it seemed to me like Carly was highlighting all the changes in Sonny's personality, but she was going all the way back to his arrival after Nixon Falls. You know, she was.
Yeah. Yeah. So it seems like with her, it's more like he's a different man, maybe because of Nixon Falls or because of what Nina, you know, did.
Yeah. And so not just recent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It would have been nice if they could have plugged the Tano somewhere in there.
Right. Not just, they said Nixon Falls quite a few times, but not Tano.
So close. So close. Yeah.
We don't hear anything about what's up. Where's Phyllis? You know?
No. Hopefully rebuilding the Tano.
I mean, she was so important for a while, you know?
I know. She had a lot of potential as a character.
Yeah.
I don't think you can have too many smart women on a soap opera, can you?
No, or anywhere, really.
That's true, too. Yeah.
I mean, if this were going to be an era of smart women, I'd be all for it, you know? I mean, it would leave me out in the cold, but I'm still...
Yeah, we'd be right here where we are.
Yeah. Dullards. Dullards. No, not you. You're very intelligent.
But, yeah, like when I said that maybe Sasha could be the new spokesmodel who doesn't use makeup. That was sharp.
Well, I was an idiot this weekend. I was trying to, I don't have a printer and I needed to print something out from an email. And so I went to Office Depot and I kept just consistently printing out the email, not the form that I was like, damn it.
Sure. could you watch all the staff rolling their eyes at you, or
if this were the old days, they would have just taken the information from me and done it. But no, they're talking me through the process while I'm doing it on the copy machine. I'm thinking this is probably more trouble for them to be yelling the instructions to me. They're like, God, these old women.
Yeah.
And I was like, nope, got the email again. Another 38 cents.
Yeah.
Down the drain.
Oh, poor Gia. Gosh.
Anyway.
Gosh, funny. Gia.
Funny. Yeah, I amused myself.
That's good. That's the main thing. I wanted to ask you, in addition to talking about Sonny, Jason and Carly also kind of talked about themselves a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah. For sort of recapped a lot of events, you know, like,
yeah, but like, do you
catching
think,
up
do they have pants feelings for each other? I mean, they didn't go away, did they?
I think they brought up the pants feeling idea and then they dashed our hopes because they both said because they like said how they... we are now.
I guess
I think that's what they were trying to do there, was to have us have a moment where we went, still on the table. This relationship is still on the table.
I don't know why it couldn't be. I mean,
I think all the more reason right now, you know?
Yeah. Right. So I'm not giving up hope. I mean, if it seems like it evolves, you know, naturally, really.
I'm wondering if we're getting set up for a love triangle. Not between Sonny and Jason and Carly, which was kind of like an incestuous thing they had for years, but Jaguar and
Jason and Carly.
Jason and Carly.
And Sonny.
that wouldn't really be a triangle now, would it?
Well, I was thinking just the boys, just a man triangle.
Oh, just a man wrangle.
yeah, that's possible, I guess.
I'm a wrangle, a man wrangle. What cow can make a fun word out of that? Triangle. Man.
Banangle.
Banana angles.
Yeah. I don't think we're helping ourselves here. I feel like Lucy all of a sudden. Well, it's going to take a little while to persuade me, at least, that Carly and Jaguar could be like a real thing.
Don't you think they were doing a little screen test there to see if they had some chemistry?
Sure. But, and I guess she believes that he can't find anything out about Jason, but still, the fact that he's gunning for Jason, you'd think would be enough to kind of put her
right.
Off
well, that's
him,
what would,
right?
That would. That's why it would be so torturous. What such a torturous love triangle? Because she would know that the other point of that triangle would be Jason. You know, and
so he's sacrificing everything to protect her, and meanwhile she's
got pants feelings for the man that wants to take him down because of a high school girlfriend. Just have to throw that in there every chance we get. This whole thing is driven because of some high school incident.
Yeah, as far as we know. Yeah. Well, all right. That could be interesting. And then maybe at the last minute, she would reveal that she was just faking it because she wanted to get, you know, whatever inside information Jaguar had.
That would be evil. And in the meantime, he would have really fallen for her.
Yeah. And once again, Jason gets the girl.
Jason rides off into the sunset with the girl. Yep.
So
isn't he looking more pained about the face since he's been back?
Yes.
Just it always looks like he's doing some weird kind of little holding his nose funny or something.
You mean smell the fart acting?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe a variety of fart that's not like not. not completely lethal, but just like a
nuisance?
Something where you don't want to see. Yeah, a nuisance fart acting. Yeah,
like when your dog farts, your cat.
The cat's not too smelly. The cat does not know how to bury her own poops. It's like she went to she missed that week at school or something.
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
He spends a lot of time like flinging stuff out of the litter box.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It may just be her little joke on us or something. But,
yeah, could be.
But she's not a Rudy Tooty kind of a kitty. I don't know. Do they get that way? Kitties?
Rudy farting? I guess it depends on the snacks and all of that stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, kitties they move around enough that, you know, if they are farting, it's easy to think it might have been one of the other people or creatures in the house, you know.
That's their cover.
Yeah. They're doing that all day long.
That's funny. Okay. Well, anyway, so I feel like we were maybe being set up for that dynamic. I'm not looking forward to it, but I could see them thinking that, they've done the Sonny Jason thing.
And Sonny's he's just so hostile towards everyone right now. You know,
he is hostile towards everyone, isn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Except for Ava, right?
Right. They got to get on the pill thing and figure out what's in those.
Well, also that reminds me, we had Anna making her little list on her piece of paper.
Oh yeah, I was so grateful she has such large writing.
You know? I was still like, does it have to be upside down?
It looks kind of like a high school girl's notebook or something where you'd be like, you know, trying out your name with
your
boyfriend's
name,
last name, or something, you know, and then drawing a horse head.
You that was a direct glimpse into Gia's high school years.
Yeah, except I didn't have any boyfriend, but I would have just been borrowing names anyway just to try them out.
You know? Yeah, but, sure. Uh-huh.
But yeah, the horse head. So we do have some more horse stuff to chat about at some
point. Yeah, okay. Do you want to talk about the horse? Oh, I wanted to ask you, because they did mention dressage and saddles and whatnot.
Right,
and,
right.
Do you want to weigh in? Did any of that infuriate you? Was it accurate?
I thought Tracy looked just cute as a button in her riding outfit.
Yeah.
Which was so ridiculously over the top to go walk around a paddock. You know, she was dressed as if she was a contestant in a show.
Yes.
You know, like that was like formal wear for riding.
Okay.
But that also like seems Tracy that she would have.
Exactly.
A full on ensemble to just go down to the barn on a Monday.
Right. Yes.
Did you think there was anything suspicious about that saddle and the story about the saddle?
What a leading question. Nope. Looked like a saddle to me.
Right, but there was an implication about the age of the saddle, and then the saddle comes out.
And it was because Sasha buffed it with something, right? Like her.
Yeah, that was like a saddle that had just been purchased from a saddle shop or something.
Yeah, it had no signs of wear at all.
No, that was like,
So that also kind of funny that
they had the girth like attached, or you know.
That was funny.
Well, so the girth is a part that goes around the horse's belly, you know, and attaches underneath the flat. And they had it, and like, so if you have your saddle off your horse, you probably fling the girth over the seat of the saddle. You run the stirrups up and you fling the girth over. And they had it like attached, you know, like did you see like the big loop around the bottom? Like, why would you
be carrying it? So they have to undo it and everything to get it back on the horse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was kind of a silly. And it just looked like such a brandy new saddle. It looked like a nice saddle.
It did. It did look like a nice saddle.
And I did like that she mentioned dressage.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, that was nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just fitting that she would be a snotty English rider.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they would never have her, like, demand a Western saddle and, you know, talk about barrel racing or something because she's snotty, you know,
and
I love that about her.
And I like that when she's snotty with Cody, he takes it well, you know, like I feel like he could storm off, you know, because of all the attitude, but he just sort of like plays along, right? You know?
Yeah. And I wish we could have seen, I know it would probably go way over budget to actually have somebody out on a horse, even if they use a double.
Yeah, I think her hips would snap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
That would have been nice to see a little bit of the ride.
I don't know if you're ever going to get that scene, Gia.
Probably not. But even just seeing Tracy interact with the horse, like we haven't really seen her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like even if they just had her get on or try to put the saddle on, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'd like to have seen it. Anyway,
I know, Gia.
So I like that stuff. I like the barn stuff. I know I used to hate Cody, but whatever.
Oh, me too.
He's the avenue to seeing horses. Then I'm.
You'll accept it. That's the price you have to pay.
And I just think Sasha's so cute in her little overalls and everything. That you know, I like them down there playing stable hands together.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of possibilities, not just like romantically, but just, you know, to watch two people sort of figuring stuff out, you know, I would find that sort of comforting.
Yeah, and I mean, isn't there sort of a time-honored tradition of like a romance with the stable boy kind of storyline?
yeah. That's the classic storyline, I guess, isn't it? Yeah. Well, now, meanwhile, when Tracy, I guess she had gotten back from her walk with the horse and found Gregory in the house.
Yes, right, right. Yeah.
After so he'd been sort of shell shocked by what's her name? Lois, right?
Yeah, yeah. But that's another thing. I'm finding all the wedding stuff tedious. Not yeah. as tedious as Lucy and no. Deception, but pretty tedious. But,
yeah, yeah. Because it's, I don't like that, all that like weird drummed up urgency and everything, you know? It just like,
yeah, the timelines, you know? And the, oh my God, the dresses and the...
Yeah, and just acting like everything's got to be perfect, you know, no matter yeah. what, you know? And it seemed like what was happening there was it was freaking him out because he doesn't know if he can control how much time he's going to take, right? If he's right. going to be... So
if he's going to even be able to do it at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So now he's going to have a nervous breakdown on top of everything else. And I feel like, I don't know.
He should record his part.
And he could lip sync.
No, they could show the video of it, you know. Yeah, they could project it. Comet's snow. No, I was just thinking that, you know, he could record it now when he knows his voice is yeah. good.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
If you knew you yeah. were going to be losing the ability to speak, you know, you might be wanting
mm-hmm.
to
right.
preserve stories or whatever for your kids yeah. or grandkids. Yeah, or-
true, true. I liked that Alexis's court date got her, you know, out of the wedding thing, you know, and left yeah, it open okay. for Tracy. I was kind of glad that yeah. happened pretty swiftly, right. you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's all right. I don't know. I just wasn't all that. I don't like seeing Tracy getting smitten with this man that we
know.
No,
I know.
Gonna die unless, any second now.
Unless she can somehow save his life.
Right. Right.
You know,
what's Liesl doing? Maybe Liesl has another organ that can, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if they can pull Scotty from the middle of nowhere, then it seems like we ought to be able to get Liesl back for a scene or two.
Yeah, pull Scotty from the middle of nowhere for no reason. You know, yeah. just go ahead and stand there. Yeah,
yeah. I know that is a bit of a crime.
One positive in all that, and a lot of people have remarked on this online, is that they seem to be doing a better job making Maxie look like Maxie lately.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel that? Like, her hair, she got kind of a more mm-hmm. fashionable look in her hair and her clothing. Mm-hmm, she just yeah. looks more like a maven of a mm-hmm. business now, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's true. That's true. I mean, we never, you know, I guess sometimes we were wondering why she would be wearing like sort of old jeans and baggy
the
sweaters.
Torn
and
jeans
stuff, like,
look,
you know,
the, yeah, yeah. She didn't look like the fashionista Maxie. Yeah. And she's always funny. Like her lines, even yeah. in these dismal storylines, yeah. she can still kind of, you know, mm-hmm. get me to laugh a little.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she's like the sort of compass trying to, you know, direct everybody. Yeah. But
yeah,
yeah. She's yeah.
She's had a lot of tedious stuff all the way around, I think.
Yeah, I know. I hope they're going somewhere interesting with all of this. I don't know. I mean,
yeah. I'm getting a little more pulled in by the Jagger character, I guess.
Because of his hair.
You know, he's getting fleshed out a little bit. Yeah, not just Pants feelings, but I mean, his character is, he's yeah. he's getting sort of enmeshed in the storylines a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, he's interacting
right.
with Anna and yeah. Carly, you know, I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he could be a useful character. I don't know.
Yeah, I still, well, I guess I don't even know what I'm going to say. It's the Pikeman thing, as usual, I don't know where
Pikeman,
it fits
yeah,
in,
I know.
You know, and I don't know that I care, but it keeps coming up still, yeah. you know.
So. Speaking of Anna, I guess mm-hmm. I was speaking of Anna a little bit. Do you think her office, like, do you think that's an accurate look of a police officer's office. I know she's like the top dog there, but
well, I would have to turn the question back to you because I know you've watched many, many episodes of Blue Bloods and NYPD.
Right.
Blue,
well, Gia. Yeah, they don't. Well, actually, no, that's not true because Tom Selleck's office is quite plush.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And of course, he's got the big Teddy Roosevelt portrait, and you know, he's always pulling out the whiskey to.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So yep. maybe you do get to have a plush, like lots of woodwork and flowers, and I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't it's know not either. Like that on you know, old Hill Street Blues, and I don't know.
Yeah. Seems- yeah. Right. They have that sort of classic kind of office setting, right? With like it seems like linoleum tile floors and stuff. Yeah. And a lot of.
And I'll tell you, like Kojak, I mean, that is really dismal looking.
Okay. So, well, she's somewhere between Kojak's office and Tom Selleck's, I guess.
Tom
right?
Selleck's, okay.
Yeah.
I toured a new fire station on Saturday. That was kind of exciting for me. I didn't get up on the fire engine truck. But
were you supposed to be there?
No, I felt like that was for the kids.
Did you get lost? Like... What's going on, Gia?
No, they've been building this new fire station down the street from us, and they had a grand opening, and we were like, "Well, we should do this." So,
okay,
it was quite nice, and the thing was mobbed. The place was mobbed, kids, and they had a bounce house.
Fun. Uh-huh.
Hamburgers and hot dogs, and we got to tour. You know, we got to see all their rooms with the lockers. You know, so they must like sleep in ship.
Yeah,
and
they're
like three lockers and a single bed, and it was all. And they had a whole. They had like 8 or 10 faux leather recliners in a half circle around a massive TV,
and that just okay.
That made me think of Johnny and Roy. You know, and
you know,
Kelly be back there making the chili and.
Yep, always chilly, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was very beautiful and pristine, and I bet some little kids like that day are probably going to be firemen just because they, you know.
Wow.
Probably was made a big impression. I mean, man, some kids just really love fire trucks.
Yeah, they do. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, what is
what
that?
What did they love before fire trucks, like before automobiles and things. What in the world were they falling in love with that intensity? Dinosaurs?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, dinosaurs. Sure.
I mean, maybe horses. Maybe they were like, oh my God, that horse and buggy is just the bomb.
You know? Yeah. That was
But
weird.
I mean, there's some kids that like the intensity that they have for these vehicles. It seems a little off to me, a little worrisome.
Worrisome, yeah. They'll know like every different type of truck and
yeah. It's like
it's
weird. Anyway, so I don't know about the police station. I brought it up, but then I maybe have to bring rein that back in. I don't know.
Gia. I guess it seems like it wasn't too over the top. I mean, it was a nice office.
You didn't think it seemed kind of posh? I thought our public servants were like suffering with horrible, you know, little cubicles with absolutely no.
The regular guys, you know. But
yeah,
then you got
but Anna gets to have flowers. And
yeah, that's
pretty
right.
Things. Okay.
Yeah. That's how it works, Jay. Yeah.
Okay. Was there anything else of interest that we need to discuss or tear apart or tear down or?
I don't know. I'm just wondering now that, Nina, you know, if she gives up the hotel, that would be interesting. I think I'm kind of hoping that happens.
I'd like to see like Jason get stuck with it, like Carly refuse it. I'd like to see Jason dealing with like. You know, like suddenly like the kitchen staff
bathrooms are black.
Jason's gonna
they
have
just
to
paint
go
everything
and,
black. Yeah.
Jason's gonna have to go in there and cook room service for the week or something. And,
that could be fun. Yeah.
That kind
but
of
I was
stuff.
That's I guess that's possible, but I think he's got a way that he could, you know, probably persuade Carly to take it back, right?
Probably, I suppose, yeah.
But okay. It seemed like Nina was also sort of not doing great at Crimson recently. Like there's things going on there, you know. She's so distracted with everything, you know.
She's just running around spreading gossip and
And so I'm wondering, like, what if Crimson falls apart, you know, or something like that?
You feel like you need to see Nina brought really low.
Well, I would just, maybe.
Everything taken away from her. And
Well, not entirely without it being, you know, partly her fault, right? She's investing her energy in all these stupid things, you know?
Right. That's true. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. But it just seems like, you know, there's more to come for her, I'm afraid.
Yep. Yep. Well, yeah. Especially with Ava up to something.
And I'm not sure, like, sparring with Drew and, like, throwing Carly and Jagger in his face is, like, the best approach with him either, you know?
I like it. I think that's...
He didn't seem to mind, really, but, you know...
I think that's sort of a fun dynamic, those two.
Yeah, it's crazy. And poor Curtis. It's like,
yeah, it's like, well,
it's kind of hard to be your friend right now, Nina.
Yeah.
But,
Andrew.
Yeah.
All of
you.
And Michael, that suit looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, so, we'll keep watching. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will.
Couple of dud days.
Yeah, for a Friday and a Monday.
But we'll be okay. We'll move on.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
We'll be all right. I'm going to go put my Deceptor cream on, see what happens.
Oh, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Gia.
I suggest you do the same.
That's point taken. Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. Okay. I don't have any Deceptor cream. I wish I did.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks everybody who's listening, and we'll talk about it in a few more days.
Yeah. All right. You have a good night, Gia.
Okay. You too. See ya.
Okay. Bye.